The Lake of Dead Languages by Carol Goodman, read by Vivian Benish. Disc 1.
The lake in my dreams is always frozen. It is never the lake in summer, its water stained black by the shadows of pine trees, or the lake in fall, its surface stitched into a quilt of red and gold, or the lake on a spring night, beaded with moonlight. The lake in my dreams reflects nothing. It is the dead white of a closed door, sealed by ice that reaches 60 feet down to the lake's glacial limestone cradle. I skate over that reassuring depth soundlessly, the scrape of my blades absorbed by a pillowy gray sky. I feel the strength of the deep ice in the soles of my feet, and I skate like I've never skated in life. No wobbly ankles or sore thighs. I skate with the ease and freedom of flying. I skate the way skating looks, not feels. I lean into long, languid figure eights and arch my back in the tight spins, my long hair shedding sparks of static in the cold, dry air. When I leap, I soar high above the silver ice and land straight and true as an arrow boring into its mark. Each glide is long and perfect and crosses over the last, braiding tendrils of ice and air out of the spray which fans out in my wake. Then comes the moment when I'm afraid to look down, afraid of what I'll see beneath the surface of the ice. But when I do look, the ice is as thick and opaque as good linen, and my heart beats easier. I'm weightless with relief.